Pues bien.
All right, I'm the one with the funny accent. Although I may say the rest of you have the accent, not me.
Are you 7 minutes?
Yes, I am 7 minutes. That's all right with you?
Of course.
Perfect. All right, I'm Jen. I'm from Canada, and I have lived in Scotland for 3 whole weeks now. It's my first teach meet, and I'm presenting, so here I go. There's a really long story as to why I'm in Scotland. Feel free to ask me that after I've had a couple of glasses of wine later. So I'm Jen, and I'm a primary teacher in Canada. I'm not in Canada anymore. I'm a primary teacher in Scotland. I don't have a job yet. Right now I'm working for the University of Lethbridge, and I'm being a university student finishing my master's in IT, focusing on how to use IT with primary students. My other passion is the outdoors. So I love IT and I love the outdoors. This doesn't seem to mesh. So I found a way to combine IT and the outdoors to get some of our kids that are spending way too much time in front of the screen, way too much time sedentary, doing something that they love, but outside. So I do something called geocaching. Now, I geocache with my kids, I geocache as a hobby. It's very, very fun. And the idea is, around the world, there are 1 billion pieces of Tupperware hidden. You have to go to our website, www.geocaching.com, and you can get GPS coordinates. They'll send it right to your GPS if you have the cable plugged in. And you can go find these pieces of Tupperware all over the world. I travel a lot, and I found these things on several different continents now. Need to get to the southeast hemisphere still, but I'm working on it. And this is something I love to do. I love to take my GPS, I love to get out there, I love to find these things. But then I figured, hey, I can use this with my kids. So I got my students geocaching. So what I did was I started to hide things around my schoolyard in Western Canada, which has no trees or anything. So I had to get really creative on how I hid these things. So I started to geocache with my students. And in the real world, when you find a geocache, it's full of little prizes that you can trade. But in my world as a teacher, I started to put math problems in them. I started to put, the kids love that. I started to put things, activities in it. I would put little sound bites in it. And I'll talk more about what I have in these caches. Now, part of the reason I did this was my kids were having a real problem with latitude and longitude and making it concrete and real. They kept looking for the line of ground. I was living right by 50 degrees north, so literally we could walk a block and cross 50 degrees north. And the kids really looked for the line. And we were having trouble with distance estimation. We weren't necessarily conceptualizing distance, cardinal directions. So using a GPS really, really helped. They could really distance estimate much better. So we were 100 meters away. They're like, oh, that's far. We have to run. Ooh, 5 meters. We're pretty close. Start looking. And then I switched it to feet and messed them up completely. So it was really good for learning GPS, latitude, longitude, learning numeracy and math and distance estimation. But then you can tie it into anything. You can put anything in these. So we read a book. It's called The Dinosaur Water of Hawkins. And then they went and found dinosaur bones in their geocaches. So you can see she's got a little bag of dinosaur bones. And then we made 2D representations of our dinosaurs. You can see them in the middle. They have the ponytail. Super. And then we made 3D representations going from 2D to 3D. Then we video conferenced with a class in Kentucky. Not relevant. As to what real fossils were all about. So it's tied in with literacy and numeracy and, oh, just fantastic. You can put anything in them. That's the best part about this. Now, geocaches also have trackable items in them. They have little codes that you can look up on the geocaching website, and you can see all the different caches. They go from Tupperware to Tupperware. So you find one in one Tupperware, you take it somewhere else. So I found this little guy, his name is Flipper. I found him in a cache on North Berwick Walk. I took him back to Western Canada, and this little guy had gone over 26,000 kilometers. You can see all the places he's gone. This ties right into Google Maps. Hello, web people right now. Oh, big maps, sorry, Microsoft type. So you can track these things all over the planet, which is fantastic. It's kids outside moving. This is my kids. We stayed overnight at the school to BC with Gavin Byrne Primary with their Winter Olympics project. So then we geocached in the dark. And I called it a torch relay because I had used flashlights. They didn't get it. They don't know that flashlights are called torches. But so at night, on a Thursday night at school at 9 p.m., call the police, tell them you're doing this. The kids were out finding different locations and then ordering them from east to west, north to south, doing this at 9 o'clock on a Thursday night. At Easter, instead of finding treats, they went and found plastic eggs that had exercises or exercises. So instead of eating chocolate, we went out and ran around the schoolyard and did sit-ups. So cabinets can have anything in them. I did a unit on creepy crawly creatures, so they were different creatures, and they had to write about the creature and the event that they went on. This one was full of money, so it was adding and subtracting decimals, so they had to solve the problem and bring back the answer in money. They wanted to keep the money, but I told them they had to wash my car if they kept my car wash money. This is one, it's a fake log, so we're talking trees and forests, so what kind of tree is this from? This is a talking tin that I found on my kitchen table yesterday. I figured we could put it in a geocache. You can record your voice. So we have different pieces of a story. They have to find the different pieces, listen, put them in order, finish the story, so you can put audio in these caches. It's get yourself organized. So I had 6 GPSs in my classroom. Each one was on a clipboard. They had jobs because they each had to have something. So one munchkin had a clipboard, one had a GPS, one had a camera. Oh, the video of these are hilarious. One, their official job was to open it and put it back. So they all had a job. Give them all a job. They love it because otherwise they get mad because they don't have the GPS. So I love to geocache. I love to use this in the classroom. I have about 6,000 ideas of things you can put in caches. Feel free to check me out at trailsoffpool.com. See what I'm doing with primary kids and enjoy some geocaching. Oh, QR codes. Or maybe you could put your QR, you could go out, scan your QR. Oh, brilliant. Thank you.